$8 billion we are told that GM has lost. And we know that they filed Chapter 11. We know that they needed government bailout money, as did, well, as did many other groups, including AIG and others. Now, we all know, and we're all asking the questions, where did all the money go? Where did all the billions go to? And why is there now commitment to spending trillions of dollars, more money than any time in U.S. history? We can also ask why we're seeing the largest transfer of wealth out of America and over into Europe than ever in all of history. The massive transfer of wealth, the seeming loss of billions and billions of dollars. Listen, the voice you're hearing tonight on SurviveToThrive.net is guest host Russ Dizdar. Listen, you can look up all our information on ShatterTheDarkness.net, and there are hundreds of downloads, MP3s that are free, so we just offer that out to you if you're interested. We need great spiritual guidance in this day. We need to really know biblical revelation, prophetic revelation of scripture, so that we can, well, we can see the season that we are in right now. I think everybody in the world senses that we're coming to the end of something. Listen, why would millions and millions end up wanting to go to see the movie 2012? When I went this last weekend, I was amazed. I went in an off time. I went at a time that I thought we'd have, you know, really great seating. We went 45 minutes early. And I'm glad we did, because ultimately it was utterly packed out. As a matter of fact, they were showing it on four separate screens. You know, it's about all about the end of the world as we know it. All about the Mayan prophecies. Though, in the movie, they didn't bring much out about Mayan prophecy. It was all about the end of the world. It was all about something happening to the crust of the earth and everything changing. And in some people's view, maybe it's Mother Gaia, you know, cleansing the earth of all of the garbage that humanity has leveled out. But I just think it is fascinating that the most listened to talk shows around the world deal with conspiracy. That there are millions, literally billions of hits now on conspiracy websites and everything that is dealing with the end of days, the economic side, the environmental side. And as I've screamed out and said again and again and again, there is no globalism without the spirit that is behind every ounce of it. The concept of globalism, the inspiration for globalism, the evolution of globalism, the mix of economics and environmental, the saber rattling of the nations, all of it involves a supernatural guidance that is bulging at the seams to press the metal, to bring it on now. There's a sovereign restraint going on. But let me tell you something, in reading the dark side, in looking at biblical prophetic revelation, in seeing a little bit of stuff under the carpet, looking at the tip of the iceberg, we are very near. Now, I'm going to tell you offhand, you don't have to agree. My opinion is the Antichrist is already alive. He's already been born. He's probably in Europe somewhere. He's probably in politics. He probably has some level of a public face, but the bulk of his work is done in supernatural secrecy, and his regime is ready. His sequence of events are ready. They're pushing for it all to be done. So there is a spiritual, bulging at the seams to burst out with the chaos and the New World Order and all the rest. Now, let me tell you something, though. before the actual activation or breaking out of the chaos and then the rise or the apocalypse of Antichrist, dear friends, there's a lot of work that has to go on. Now I'm going to give some information out of an email I got, a question about the timing of Revelation 6, the white horse and the red horse. It's always been, or primarily, you know, been interpreted, the white horse anyway, as the Antichrist. The red horse, this bursting of civil insurrection, chaos, riotousness, the idea of a taking of peace from the world and causing men to slay one another. So we're talking about massive bloodshed there, but not done through war, done in a civil insurrection type thing. And we constantly refer to the chaos or the Black Awakening that we talk about in conjunction with that. But I'm going to tell you about the email. I'm going to welcome a few people. And then we're going to go into the body of the message. Again, if you're brand new tonight, we are on the 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, survivetothrive.net. Thank you, Steve Quell. And we did get to hear a little bit of Steve last night on Coast to Coast. And it was great. And obviously, Steve knows he's at the cutting edge of knowing about the economic side. Did you not think that in the coming end of the age as we know it, and the coming of the rise of the Antichrist, that the economics would not be infected and selected for? Well, the Antichrist is going to need trillions of dollars. The new regime, globalism, and the coming world's largest super military, well, they're going to need trillions of dollars to enforce the globalism that is about to break out. But before we get there, and if you're brand new, I want to say that I'm very grateful for, again, emails that come in from all over. I want to say thank you for the great, kind words that come in from all over. And I want to say tonight that during the show, you're able to write in and maybe throw a question out or a comment. We'll see if we can get that on. But if you're emailing during the week, just to let you know, the volume of emails are very great. I'm trying to get to all of them. We are behind on them. There's just, it's almost impossible to get to everything that comes in. But we're trying, and we do care, and we do love you. Because, listen, in the mix of this 1 hour, Tuesday night, November the 17th, I have no question that there is absolutely a supernatural mix going on. Let me say welcome to all the believers in Christ. Listen, anywhere and everywhere around the world, those of you who confess Jesus Christ as Lord, Savior, like Thomas that got down on his knees and cried out, "My Lord and my God." Now that's a big thing. That's an incredible confession. And I hope that even if you are not there, if you're a seeker, if you're someone concerned about the end of days, if you're concerned about the economic and the facade of the environmental side of things, if you're concerned about the lights in the sky and extra-dimensional entities, if you're into searching supernatural eclectic experiences, maybe a psychic, maybe a remote viewer, maybe, you know, charging some rocks with, you know, energies. Listen, there are so many supernatural experiences to get into today. My only warning to you is this: not all of them come from God. There is a supernatural agenda to bring on history's unprecedented supernatural manifestation, and there's a reason behind it. There is a massive agenda behind it, and it involves the purposed, planned, selected deception and seduction of vast numbers of individuals. And so that's the warning. And let me tell you that I'm compelled by the love of God, the love of Christ. Let me tell you that I've come out of the occult and the New Age, you know, 30-some years ago. I experienced the powers on the finite fallen side, but I've also experienced the infinite presence of God in Christ. And I know the indwelling and power and clothing of the Spirit of God. I know there's a difference between the two sides. And I also know that in this fallen, broken world where pain and living on the ragged edge and living where there is death and living where there is trial is, well, part of our experience. I know that many of you have lived on the ragged edge. I know that some of you are home because of physical handicap and disability. I know some listening right now, you've gone through things, and all I can do is freely confess that Jesus Christ not only can bring the salvation, but he has brought help to me and brought healing to me and has guided my life and directed my life and has given to me purpose. Given to me mission. Given to me, well, he's brought supernatural enhancements into my life, as he will to anyone who believes on, listen, when I say the Savior of the world, please take the time to sit back and think through God in human flesh at the cross and why he did it. And I say that to all the New Agers out there, because I'm giving a warning, whether you agree or not, that the largest spiritual counterfeit alternative movement in the history of Christendom, maybe the history of the world, is right now breathing down our necks. It has been evolving and growing and literally manifesting even stronger and more powerful supernatural manifestations. The New Age movement. Literally written about in the 30s, 20s and 30s. Clearly the doctrines of demons that anybody can read will tell you what the ascended masters, the guides, the cosmic riders are talking about. There is a sequential agenda, a sequence to that agenda. And I'm telling you right now that God has given a heads up on the major events. God has selected some of the events that are pouring out of hell's kitchen. Pouring out of that secret power of lawlessness and manifesting itself in politics, in the military, in the economics, in the ideology of the environmental debate, in education, on the ground level, the largest supernatural counterfeit movement, I'm saying, in the history of the world. Because we're not talking about a region. We're not talking about old Babylon where Daniel used to live. We're talking global now. We're talking worldwide. We're talking about whether you live in Europe or the UK or Canada, Australia, whether you're out of Russia, China, wherever you're from. There is an agenda that is so vast, so broad, so wide, pouring out of a cloaked, a supernaturally cloaked, that's the ability of the fallen cherub, to blind the minds of unbelievers and to operate in secrecy. Though, as I've said, and as I urge you to read about, God has given prophetic revelation in Scripture. Not a spirit guide, not a finite fallen spirit, but the uncreated, infinite, eternal Spirit of God, omniscience, omnipresence are his attributes. And the Spirit of God has selected to give a heads up on the origin, the nature, the methodology, and then the agenda, sequential agenda, of the fallen cherub. Why is that important? Listen. You're hearing a human being speak to you. I'm speaking simply as a human being to another human being, the human race. We have the infection of the sin code, of error and the death code, death and bloodshed and evil in the world. It's not what it was meant to be, my friends. And it affects all of us. And so when I talk about the revelation of the dark side's origin, nature, methodology, and the biggest neglect in theology books and in pulpits is the sequential agenda God has given infallible, irrevocable, accurate, detailed descriptions. And if you know them, you'll be able to spot and look at not just quasi-conspiracy around the world, but you'll be able to look at the very factors that God has said, this is the most important thing to know. This is an indicator of the end of the age. This is an indicator of a coming chaos that will slaughter millions and collapse nations, including the United States. This is an indicator of the rise of the most supernatural individual outside of Christ in all of history, the Antichrist, Homo Satanus. And if you feel it in the air, if you're seeing it and sensing it, let me tell you something. There is vast communication by the Spirit of God. For every believer, you have the Spirit of God as your guide, teacher, friend, comforter, helper. You have Holy Spirit perception. And all of the Scripture is His language. It is the data, it is the communication, it is the instruction, it is the revelation of God. And listen, we have a book that is cutting edge. It gives us pictures of the future that are unalterable. I mean, you cannot alter the events of the chaos, the rise of Antichrist, the two witnesses, the coming persecution to Israel and the rest of believers around the world, the opening of the abyss, the bloodshed in war, the loss of 2 billion or 3 billion people in less than 3 years, the rise of Babylon, and ultimately the second coming of Jesu Christu, the descent of God in visible form, returning to the world exactly as the prophets have said, exactly as the infallible Scripture has made known. God has spoken it. I have no problem saying to you that every time I pick up the Bible, I'm picking up the living words of God. It's the only book whose author is in and with and on and coming through every verse, every sentence. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So if you're listening and you're a seeker, why not go to the highest revelation whose prophecies have never failed but have been detailed and accurate always? It flows from the infinite. But there's a battle in the mix. And as we've said last week, that with the corresponding rise of demonic manifestation in the world will come a corresponding connection to the societal collapses in politics, economics, the environment, even in tsunamis, earthquakes, hurricanes, and all the rest. There is a direct correlation. Demonic presence, even when it's masked as light in the beginning, has toxic presence that affects creation, brings planned and purposed powerful deception, and without the Spirit of the living Christ dwelling within you, without a believer in Jesus being alert, as God has said to be alert. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you a scripture tonight. And I'm going to hope that you will look that scripture up and memorize it and put it into practice. It comes out of Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. You can look it up. You can read the context of chapter 4 from verses 1 to 4. The Spirit of God tells believers, you know what he tells believers? Verse 2, this very strong in the original Greek, to devote yourselves to prayer. It involves a personal commitment to and a persistence in and becoming a powerful, powerful prayer warrior. And let me tell you right now, we are in need of vast numbers of prayer warriors that know how to get answers. Ask, you'll receive, seek, you'll find, knock, the door will be opened. Revivals need to come. Mass numbers of people need to get saved. And the authority of Jesus Christ, which sadly, is neglected by the majority of the body of Christ. And I think that is a spiritual warfare issue. Someone doesn't want millions of believers to know that Jesus said, in the perfect tense of the Greek, I have given to you authority. What's the mission? Trample the dark side. Overcome all the power of the enemy and nothing will harm you. Listen, we got to grow in our faith. We got to grow in our boldness. We got to grow out of fear. Don't you agree? Listen, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net. If you want to write in, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. I'm going to tell you about an email that has come in. And it's an incredible email because someone who's been writing about the book we put out, The Black Awakening, that deals with the rise of super soldiers, the coming chaos, and all the rest. Well, here's what my friend has sent to me. And he might be listening tonight. I told him that I was going to read it on the air, but that I wouldn't tell his name. But he says, quote, I got a quick timeline question. I'm reading the book, The Black Awakening, and it says that the Black Awakening will be the chaos that makes it possible for the Antichrist to rise and, you know, quote, fix everything, because he's going to come first as like the savior to everything and to make a way for the new world order. I had originally, and this is what he says, quote, I had originally thought the red horse in Revelation 6 was the chaos of the Black Awakening. The original language, which I'm going to say I agree with his point on this, out of the Greek, paints a picture not of armies in war, but of individuals attacking people. Right, because the red horse, the Pyros horse, and the rider, that event causes a taking, a sucking out of peace, arene, which when God says, my peace, the word arene, the idea of the cessation of hostilities and the implantation of the presence and peace of God. So that's going to be removed globally. And it says that that burst, that red horse, then with its arrival or the event, will cause men or make men slay. Butcher is the Greek word. In a riotous civil insurrection. They're going to butcher one another. Now, the question is, if the white horse refers to the Antichrist, and most everybody believes it does, and I believe that it does, but let me give you a heads up about it. And here's the question of my friend that wrote me. If the white horse is the Antichrist and his rise to conquest, then how can the red horse be secondary? In other words, the chaos be after. What he's saying is, I thought the chaos comes first and then the rise and work of Antichrist. Now listen to me very carefully here. Please understand that the white horse, in my view, does represent the rise of the Antichrist, but the whole picture. The spirit of Antichrist, the birth of Antichrist, the development of Antichrist, the evolution of Antichrist. Please understand, it's not a man in his 50s that becomes the Antichrist. He is born in counterfeit incarnation, Homo Satanus, genetically, Satan in human skin. please understand me when I say this. Antichrist might have 30 years of working in the world without the world knowing who he is yet. When you read 2 Thessalonians 2, it talks about the apocalypse of Anthropos Anamos, the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist. The apocalypse simply means that the curtain has been opened, and what was behind the scenes always there is now visibly seeable and manifest. The white horse in the rider, I believe, refers to the Antichrist, the spirit of Antichrist, the birth, the life. I believe, I'm telling you my opinion, I believe Antichrist has been alive for many years now. According to the book of Daniel, he will be involved in politics in a public level in a smaller way in the beginning, only to have a place. But please understand, he's operating behind the scenes. He's building his regime. He's, as 2 Thessalonians 2 says, the secret power of lawlessness is already at work. The Greek word work, meaning there in context, supernaturally operative. The coming of the lawless one, or the man of lawlessness, will be in accordance to and with the work, the supernatural operative power of Satan. Antichrist, if he comes to visible power in the next 5 years, and most people I ask at conferences and leaders and others, well, they believe he's going to be showing up visibly very soon. Hey, let's take a few moments here. Listen to Steve again. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Thank you, Steve. And listen, this is Russ Dizdar. We are on Tuesday night here, survivetothrive.net, and we're talking about, and I want you to follow me tonight, about the issue of the birth. Please understand that the Antichrist will spend much more time, behind the scenes, building the regime, building everything that needs to be in place when the caused, hell unleashed on earth, the chaos comes It's planned, my friends. It's planned. A disintegration, a dismantling, a mass disruption. All of this will be a part of nations, politics, military, economics, prior to the collapse, prior to the, you know, the chaos. But what will rise, kind of like the old Germans used to talk about, the Nazis, the phoenix coming up out of the ashes, what will rise is a regime that has had many, many, many years to build its links, its unity, its powers, its plans, its plots. They're not sitting somewhere thinking about what they're going to do. That took place many years ago. They've been operating. They're working in the world, the shadow government, shadow military, without question, shadow spirituality. We've got to realize something, my friends. We are in the mix of the biggest spiritual conflict that will manifest itself in the largest physical battles in all of history. Now tonight we have a little bit of music. Listen, I'm sorry, something occurred with the radio stuff here. I'm not sure what it actually is, but we are back on. Looks like we are off there for a few moments. Thank you, Steve, and survivetothrive.net. Something occurred here with the phone system, but we are now back online and everything's going fine here. So I hope you're sticking with us. We've been talking about the theme for the week, globalism is in the water. The topic tonight is globalism needs money. Now, I'm going to come right back to the fact of the white horse, the Antichrist, and all the development, and then the red horse, which is the chaos, which again is part of the flow, the sequence, the planned and plotted out events. Antichrist has been operating for years now. Please understand that when the apocalypse of Antichrist occurs, most people that I know believe it's within the next 5 years or less. I don't know the day or time. I really don't. But all the indicators, biblical prophetic revelation, all of what I've seen underground and reading the times that we're in, I'm telling you again in my clear conviction, Antichrist has been born, is alive, and operating just as the book of Daniel 2,600 years ago said he would be, prior to his coming to global power. Now, hey, by the way, if you go to shatterthedarkness.net, which is our site that gives all the information that we are about, there's this month in November, free, the book of Daniel, about 20 hours or so worth of MP3s going chapter by chapter and verse by verse. So those who've gotten it already have written me and told me a lot of good words about what they've gotten into. So the book of Daniel is there, and also the 7 hours that we've done on the abyss is offered free again, including the 3 hours that Steve Quayle and I have done together back in the summer. So that's just there, let you know about that. We want to mention quickly, we started to do this in the beginning. We talked a little bit about, for example, GM, General Motors, and its loss of $88 billion. Now, the $88 billion, and then again, the bailout that occurred, now that's just GM. We're not even talking about AIG or anybody else right now. We are talking about billions and billions and billions to the point of trillions of dollars that have been unleashed, and it seems like nobody can follow, as I said in the beginning, follow the money. Where's all the money going? When it comes to the bailout money and the billions of dollars, there's now even reports that GM is going to send some of the billions of dollars that are paid by American tax dollars. They're going to ship those billions over to Europe and its other plants and bring restructuring in other places. Now, we've been told that, you know, cars, you know, this is where the conflict comes in. Our government seems incapable, maybe because they are unwilling, to follow the money. We need to say Barack Obama to all the senators and representatives, where's the money going? Nancy Pelosi now is talking about another bailout. And the taxes that are being raised, we're talking the largest hike in taxes and monies by the trillions in American history. Now, that's only part of it. We've been hearing also in the last number of years, the largest transfer of wealth in history is occurring right now. The money is flowing out of the United States over to the Middle East, to Europe, oil, all the rest. By the trillions, dollars are going over. Who's keeping a heads up about where all the money's going? I'm telling you again that globalism needs money. That there is no globalism without an antichrist. There is no antichrist without a great chaos and catastrophe that collapses everything, that opens the door for a new world order. And there is no chaos without the spirit behind all of it. The prince of the power of the air, Greek word for atmosphere, the dense atmosphere around the globe. Remote viewers and psychics should really get a picture. The energy field, the global mind, is this vast domain of spiritual presence and power that is more operative and more manifest in the affairs of the world than at any point in human history. Do you hear me? It has been foretold, Daniel, 2,600 years ago. It has been foretold, Jesus Christ, Matthew 24, 2,000 years ago. It has been foretold in sequential revelation about the coming of seducing spirits, about the counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles, about the deception that is intended to deceive billions. Now, those are the words of Jesus, Matthew 24. As a matter of fact, Jesus talked more about the spiritual deception coming in the end days than he did about any other event. There's more prophetic biblical revelation about seduction, counterfeit spirituality, and the ramping up of the dark side. More information and warning and instruction and revelation on that than there is on the rapture, the millennium, the great white throne judgment, all put together. There's a reason why the Spirit of God has given the majority of prophetic revelation of the end times brings a selected, purposeful, and detailed insight into the secret power of lawlessness, into a presence that the world has no capacity to break into. The world has no capacity to perceive the entities, the manifestation of this dark presence that is able, by the way, to make itself at first look like angels of light. So all over the world, there is a lot of human enhancement going on, a lot of engagement going on spiritually. So I'm going to say again, no matter where your background is, I don't, you know, whether you're a believer in Christ or you're a New Ager or you're a Luciferian, listen, I want to welcome the politicians. I want to welcome the military men and women. I want to welcome those who do reconnaissance on the information that we've been putting out. God's providence is beyond your calculation. I mean, take a read of Romans chapter 12 sometime. I mean, you can read 10, 11, 12, but you can read there in the end of 11 into 12 about how God's ways are untraceable. You're talking about the infinite, omniscience. And the infinite, omniscient Spirit of God is, let me say something very clearly. He knows where every demon out of hell is. He knows every plot, every plan. God knows exactly where Satan is. But Satan and the demons cannot tap into the infinite sovereign strategy of God when it comes to these end of days. So I hope that you are on the right side, my friends. I hope that Queen Beatrix, Juan Carlos, King Juan Carlos, I hope that, I just simply hope that prime ministers and kings and presidents, political leaders who are the primary targets of the unprecedented spiritual forces that are operative in the world today. And we haven't seen anything yet. So if you're a believer in Christ, it is time, my friends, knowing Jesus, knowing the power of the Spirit of God, knowing your authority, knowing the armor, knowing how to pray for revival and God to strike. Take a look at the book of Acts again this week and see God operating in vast presence and power. Jesus Christ, same yesterday, today, forever. He's a savior, a healer, a deliverer, a helper, and there is vast miracle behind what God does. The word of God, indestructible. The body of Christ, indestructible. The purposes for Israel, indestructible. The second coming of Christ. Though, now listen to me, everything about globalism, I hope you get the sequence here. Everything about the last final 7 years of human history, about a new world order, and this is what most conspiracy writers are totally missing. And I'm going to say very clearly, secular programs that are dealing with conspiracy, though they're seeing the trouble, seeing the signs of the times, they're not able to relate it to the anchored, infallible, unalterable revelation of what God has shown and what's going to happen at the end of the world. I'm going to guarantee you right now, I'm guaranteeing all the Mayan 2012ers, all the 2012ers out there, I'm guaranteeing you right now that there will not be an end of the world. And it won't be just a cleansing or you can call it a cleansing. It's a chaos. It's a hellish chaos that's going to slaughter probably millions of people, collapse Canada, collapse United States, collapse England, bring collapse everywhere for one purpose. To force the need for a new regime, for a new world, a new politic, a new military, and a new spirit. All of that has been operating right beneath the surface of the deep. I've been out to California about 40 times when my mother lived out there. I would go to the Huntington Beach Pier and go all the way out to the end and look at the ocean. Just watch it. The vast waters. Many times I would look down and I would see a shark fin. Now, just because I... Now, listen, when I saw the shark fin, it's connected to the monster. Well, we look at sharks as monsters, I guess. Jaws and all that. But it's connected to the thing that could devour a human. So when you see the fin, you know the creature is there. But even when it goes 5 feet below, even though it's there, and it's just as deadly, and it's a predator looking for prey, I can't see it. What you and I must realize, beneath the surface, beyond the ability of physical eyes, a vast, dark, lethal, murderous presence has been operating with, well, beyond human force, supranatural force. It's found its doorways into humanity. It's found its legal rights into the hearts and lives of millions. And I'm referring to you politicians and some military leaders and a lot of those who think that they are on a spiritual cutting edge. Most of those who are saying they believe in an evolution of humanity to a new consciousness have no idea that comes out of the playbook, the doctrinal book of the fallen cherub himself. So whether you're looking at GM and all the billions and billions and all the monies that have disappeared, all the trillions of dollars in taxes that are going to be pulled, where's it going? I mean, when Barack Obama signed the bill to provide abortion with tax dollars, not just to the United States, but around the world, not only did he become the number one promoter, I mean, there's blood on his hands of the death of babies. Barack Obama says he believes in Jesus Christ, but it's Jesus Christ who says that the baby in the womb is brephos. It's the Greek word meaning a living human being, sacred. Remember the scripture in Psalms? I am fearfully and wonderfully made in the womb. It all begins at the moment of conception. Even the incarnation of God in human flesh began at the instant of conception. We know that. Well, the issue is now why? Why all the money? Billions and trillions and, listen, we're not even calculating Europe. But trillions of dollars are being skimmed, scarfed. Oh, it could be going to the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. You know, this is the organization that began with about 40-some countries, now has almost, what, 190? About 190 nations of the world and their agreement and the money and the gold. I mean, you got to take a look how the IMF, World Bank support, well, military dictatorships around the world. I mean, all you got to do is look at the UN, look at NATO, look at the corruption of millions of dollars. Where does it all go? When the Bilderbergers meet, when the billionaires of the world meet, what happens to all the money? When the Copenhagen meeting will occur in December, and it's without question that they're seeking to scarf, if they get the agreement of world leaders, to scarf trillions of dollars from nations, put it into their hands and say they're going to spread it around. They're going to spread the wealth around. The question is, where does all the money really go? Let me tell you something. Globalism needs money. There will be no vast global governing power and supernatural military, well, global military presence without vast, vast numbers. Politicians, heads up. Military men and women, where trillions of dollars in black budgets over all these years have been poured out, where MK Ultra and all the other technology from Hell's Kitchen has been laid out in the notebooks there in those mill labs. I mean, to create 4 million individuals with multiple personality disorder, sub-personalities, maybe 10 million of them in the world around us. It took a lot of money. A lot of time, a lot of effort. But I'm going to tell you right now, keep following the money. Watch the economic scene. Watch how billions of dollars continue to disappear. Watch how there's constantly a sucking sound of trillions of dollars being pulled into a central location. That would include gold. Take a read and a study of International Monetary Fund and the World Bank's reserves of gold. I mean, the Nazis needed money. Look what they had to do when they raped a nation, slaughtered millions of its people, pulled out the gold in its teeth, taking everything they could. They needed money. They needed money to build a master race of super soldiers that would be the enforcement arm of a Nazi regime that had the quest for global conquest and a 1,000-year reign. Well, the spirit behind that is the spirit operating today. If you have the Spirit of God in you, and if you're reading biblical revelation systematically, you're going to find out. Listen, you know what somebody wrote me today? This is great, my friends. It's absolutely great. They're actually telling me that many people, even believers in Christ, are just not getting it. They're not taking a look. They're not taking a look at the incredible level of biblical content that speaks about visible events and the drift, the evolution of satanic sequence, and the ability through biblically lit eyes and understanding to see what time it is in human history. I, for one, am going to tell you that we're at the end. 2,000 years ago, the Spirit of God led John to write in the book of 1 John, "This is the last hour." He says, "This is how we know." Gnosko, Greek word meaning experiential knowledge. This is how we know that it is the last hour. Many antichrists have gone out into the world, and the antichrist is coming. Following the biblical revelation, we are in the largest ramping up of demonic presence in the globe. We are in the deepest seduction. And Jesus said the entire intent. You know what he said it was? Listen to me very carefully, because you might be one that he's warning. Because he said, all of this deception is coming to deceive many. To deceive many. You'll find the Spirit of God wrote the same thing down years later, and we've got it, in 1 Timothy 4, about seducing spirits to deceive many. So I'm going to tell you again, when you're looking at globalism, there is no globalism without the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now operating. It's his baby. Please understand, politicians and leaders and workers that are working for globalism, you give into it, you are part of the plot of the fallen cherub to bring the world in unison. But there's a reason behind. Oh, it's not about saving man. It's not about bringing the world together. It's not about all hands around the world. It's not about brotherly love. It's about creating a platform to build the world's largest, most funded by the trillions, supra-military and super-soldiers. Because, listen to me, Homo Satanus, Antichrist, the beast operating with the dragon and the false prophet, Revelation 16, they must get everything ready for Armageddon. Armageddon is the end game. There is no other end game when it comes to the inspiration of the spirit that is behind globalism, the prince of the power, the ruler of the domain. The ruler of the domain is the Greek words, ruler, domain, of the eros, the atmosphere. The spirit is operating. Listen, the targets, politicians, political ideology, economics, environmental issues, military structures. Antichrist needs the money, folks. Tax dollars from the United States could be going right to his pockets. Now listen, blessings to all of you listening. We'll see you Wednesday night, 6 p.m. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net. God bless you.